Chaf Kuf Chaf Zayin Sif Test Vav. So a person made an Eruv Tavshila, and then Zakhtu Mechaber Nechel HaEruv Oshavat Kanim Shabishal Shabbos. And before he had a chance to cook, before he got to use it on Yom Tov, the Eruv was eaten or was lost. So the time he's coming to do his hachanas for Shabbos is no longer an Erev. The halacha is in a yochel of Vashel, Elim can the star memento kazayas. There has to be at least a kazayas left from the Erev, which was the minimum shear of the Erev. And the main thing is the tavshil, not the pas. So as long as there's a kazayas left of the tavshil, so he's allowed to prepare for Shabbos. If not, he's considered as a person without an Erev. In that situation, he would then rely on the Erev of the Rav. Okay. Nechol Erev, Memvov, Nechol Erev is a Hainu HaTavshel. The issue over here is that the Tavshel is consumed. However, Avol Nechol HaPas, Ein Bekach Klum. The main thing is the Tavshel, and as long as the Tavshel is intact, even though the Pas has been consumed, you're okay. Vafilo Yimchal Yom Tov B'Yom Chamishi B'Yom Shishi V'Nizka B'Rishon Shabbat HaPas Ein Tzarech La'Arav Al Tanai. Now there's a loch, we'll see later on, called, you can make an Erev Tavshin Al Tanai. And the tonight goes along the following. So if Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, so Bisman, that they kept Yom Tov Misafik. So they were saying, we're not sure which day is Yom Tov. See, either Thursday is Yom Tov, then Friday is Chol, she's allowed to cook from Friday to Shabbos, it's not a problem. Alternatively, is Friday is Yom Tov, today is Chol, so then it's Erev Yom Tov, I can make an Erev Tavshilin. Right? I can make an Erev, so if a person did not make an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, like you're supposed to, we'll see later on, you can make an Erev Tavshilin on Thursday, all tonight, if today is not Yom Tov and tomorrow is Yom Tov, I'm making an Erev Tavshilin. If today is Yom Tov, tomorrow is Chol, so I don't need to do anything. I'm not doing anything at all. So now the person is on the first day Yom Tov and the pas is eaten. She says, okay, so maybe should we mechayev him to go and make an Erev Tavshilin all tonight? No. The pas is so not ma'akev, we just leave it as is, as long as the tavshil is still intact. Don't worry about it. And you don't have to make an Erev Tavshilin tonight, and you can go cook tomorrow based on the tavshil. Also, mechal tavshil l'chud, shu ikra Erev k'dileil b'sif beis. Okay. Mem Zayin Kazayis, there's a shear Erev k'dileil b'sif gimel, like we pointed out before, that the shear of it, the size which chazar v'mechayev at the Erev has to be, is in Kazayis. Okay, so now let's say a person, you know, the person has minimal amount of food and he talk and makes the Erev Tavshilin and he realizes he has very little food for Yom Tov. She says, okay, you know what? I'll eat part of the Erev Tavshilin and I'll leave over Kazayis. Or is that lechatchila? This is all the Shonas always in Lost Shonas of Bidiyavit. If you left, that's when you made an Erev Tavshilin, you made five Kazayisim. So you're mechuyev to leave five Kazayisim. If it was eaten, Bidiyavit, we sabach out of Kazayis. But there's not lechatchila, you should not be diminishing from the Erev Tavshilin that you've designated until after you finish your hachanas. Okay, Tezayin. La'achos heichen tzarchei Shabbos, yochol ochle. You don't have to leave it for Shabbos. Once you finish preparing on Friday, everything that you need for Yom Tov, excuse me, on Friday, everything you need for Shabbos, so then the Erev is no longer necessary. So the Shulchan Aruch lesson is that you could eat it. Now, so the Mishnah Berura, Mem Ches Yochel Ochle, Mikomachem Lechatchila Nochen Shinich Oysel Alechem Mishnah Be'arvis of Shachas of Mincha Yivtzalav. We said before that it would be preferred to use it for mitzvahs. So since you've designated the pas of the Erev Tavshilin for a mitzvah, let's use it for another mitzvah. Now, even though we have a rule, we don't make mitzvahs chavilas, that's a one time. We don't do multiple mitzvahs on one item because that shows like we're a cheapskate. But here the idea is the opposite. We already use it for a mitzvah. This really mitzvah is done, so let's use it for another one. So you take the bread should be a sholem. So you use it for tonight for the lechem mishnah, and you don't eat it. You cut the other one and you use it again Shabbos morning. And you don't get in the shul shudas. You actually cut it and eat it. So you got three mitzvahs out of it. Since you've done one mitzvah with it, let's do some more. So therefore, eating at Erev Shabbos, even though I told you that you could, but it would be preferred to leave it to use it for other mitzvahs. Okay. His skull be isos, so the person started making his dough. So he started preparing, it's Erev Shabbos, and he's preparing for Shabbos, so he puts up a dough, and he's going to bake the dough into bread. That bread, have fresh bread for Shabbos, fresh challah for Shabbos. Then menechel ha'erev. So, and then he's busy making the dough, and his son goes into the fridge and says, "I'm hungry." So he takes his this piece of bread over. There's a little overall, eat the roll. You turn around and says, "Where's the Erev?" You know. So now what do you do? So Garmer Oseisa, you're allowed to that dough that you made already. You may finish off the process of baking it, etc. If you started cooking something, we'll see in Mishmar says even if you didn't put it on the fire yet, you mix it together and you put there all the ingredients in the pot, you're allowed to finish off that dish that you're making, but you can't make any other doughs or any other dishes. Hiskel b'sosa memtes. Rakolush, all you did so far at this point in time was you've mixed the dough. You have not. So Germa Lafaisa, you're allowed to go and bake it. Oysatavsho, same thing with it came to a cooked item. He started cutting off the turnips to put them into the pot. So Germa Oysalavashal, you can finish the process, cutting it up, putting it in the pot, putting it up to cook. All that's mutter. The bir aloch over here, garma oisa isa, the bottom bir aloch over here. So he says that he brings that there's some shitas which are mako that once. Look at the last line. Once you've started the process of cooking, so I'll let you finish the process of cooking. So if I started making one dough, I can make as many doughs as I need. All right, so the Mechaber say, no, you can only finish off that dough that you've made. And he brings it to the Mechaber as being Machmer, and that's it's a carbon sandal from the Ravon, etc. But there is a Birka Yosef from the Radvaz. Shadayik Mepirsh Rashi, so it's Madayik from Rashi, that Rashi also holds like that. Okay, so at the end of the whole Bir Aloch, he says, you know, so we have major Mekilim over here. At the end of Bir Aloch, he says that since the Ravid, that it's Usur, and the Rama also says that it's Usur, the Ravon says it's Usur, and the Rashi, there's the sheet is medayik from a Rashi. We don't actually have that language of the Rashi. Our Rashi actually sounds not like that. So you cannot go away from the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. You can only finish off that dough. But there is such a sheet possibly out there. Okay. Yurches. Offa v'loy bishol, bishol v'loy offa. So the person baked, he hadn't cooked yet, or the person had cooked, he hadn't baked yet. So mashanasa beheter. So that which you did beheter, because the erev was still intact when you did it. So here's an eitzah. So the person got up yomtiv morning, he says, listen, he needs to make the yomtiv suda, he needs to make Shabbos. So he started cooking the Yom Tov meals. So then he returns around, they ate there. So he at that point in time, he can say the following. He says, you know, that which I cook now for Yom Tov, I'm designating that for Shabbos. Now I need to cook for Yom Tov. So he'll cook for Yom Tov. So now he has food. He can use that food that he was originally cooking for Yom Tov, use it for Shabbos, and then cook other food for Yom Tov. Okay. Nun Aleph. Off of a libishul, kan bol ashmiyano din chodesh. Here he's telling me a new point. The cheshenever the erev kadam siddus yomtiv. Yochel lahasher masha bishul be yomtiv letzarich yomtiv atzmoi l'shabbos. If the erev was lost before the Suda. So you can take the food that you made for Yom Tov and put that for Shabbos, and then cook new food for Yom Tov. The Kimon Shabishlam B'Shosh Ha'Erev Kayim, that food that you made for Yom Tov, the Erev was there. He was allowed to cook that food for Shabbos if he wanted to. The fact that you thought Yom Tov for it as a usage, that doesn't take away that it's a valid cooking for Shabbos. Now, the Erev is now gone, and you say, okay, now I'm cooking for Yom Tov. Okay, so then it's okay, you know what? Let's do the same shtickle. Cook for Yom Tov. Say, you know what? Let's eat it for Shabbos and I'll cook more for Yom Tov.
When it says Nevad Erevo, it really means when he noticed it was missing. Because we don't know exactly when it disappeared.
Correct. But there's a chazaka. Up to that point in time, he has right to assume the chazaka that it was still intact. Correct. Unless he'd be able to figure out, obviously. So. Who ate the Eruv, you know, the one that says, I had it for breakfast 5 hours ago. So okay, now you know that was 5 hours ago. Okay. But once that Masha Bishop the Yomtiv Akrashinevin Eruvai and Yochala Hasha Lashabas Lavashal Kerman Sarf Yomtiv, the Haramahu Doyeshl Tavshilim the Yomtiv. That's the din of Aram, which we had before in Tavkuf Gimel. If you have food for Yomtiv, you can't say, you know what, was I have it for Yomtiv? I'll cook something else instead for Yomtiv and I'll use that. I really rather prefer that food. That's not really true. You really prefer, you're very happy with the first food. You're only doing it because this is where you have food for Shabbos. So Chazal said that's not an option.
But you're allowed to say this is what formerly was going to be for Yom Tov. I'm designating it for Shabbos.
In a case where the air was intact, so the air was there, he got up early on the morning, he checks the air was fine. He says, you know what, let's cook for Yom Tov first, I'll deal with Shabbos later on. And he cooks for Yom Tov. Then he finishes cooking for Yom Tov, and he realizes that a mouse took the Erev. So since when he cooked for Yom Tov, the Erev was there, he can then designate that food for Shabbos instead, because he had all the rights to cook it directly for Shabbos if he wanted to. But now the Erev is gone, then already he can't cook more for Yom Tov than say, you know, I'll keep it for Shabbos. Then he can't do. Okay, Nun Beis or Bishop Eliyahu. So Alosh and Madukta, the issue over here isn't cooking versus baking. Baking is versus cooking. The point is whatever, cooking and baking before the Erev is gone, as opposed to cooking and baking after the Erev is gone. So the language over here is not precise. The din of ubishul rakshal letzarach Shabbos. The main point was that you did this for Yom Tov, and now you want to turn around and use it for Shabbos. The fact that it was fear versus bishul versus fear really is irrelevant. The Rishabur says that the language over here is not really precise. So the if you look at the Shartzin Ryan, hey, he says Kol Achrodim Hikshu. Everybody asks this question. This is an ongoing, this question everybody asks. They all point out that's really not the main point.
Did you start giving the Shabbos or share not?
He does bring up shot maybe the way to explain the language of the Shulchan Aruch L'maaseh, but it seems as written, it seems to be difficult to understand. So you're allowed to take that food which you made and put it away for Shabbos. But obviously, to say, you know what, I cooked for Yom Tov, I'll leave it for the weekday and I'll cook more for Yom Tov. So it means you're cooking Yom Tov only because you want to, in a certain sense, because it's Tzarech Chol. You want to leave the food for Chol, and therefore that's why you're cooking in Yom Tov. You're not really cooking with Tzarech Yom Tov, you're cooking with Tzarech Chol in a certain sense. Because mitzad Yom Tov, you have what to eat. So that's not mut. And the only reason why it's mut for Shabbos is because the Erev was intact at that point in time. Your test. Mishalo Erev, mutal hadlik ner shal Shabbos, b'yesh oyser. So we said in the language of the Eruv Tavshilin, so we the language we say that with this Eruv, B'hadein Eruva, Yeshur Lon, the Vshule, the Mefer, the Vshule, Latmune, Laluke Shrug, to light neighbors. which seems to indicate that you're only allowed to light Neiris because of the Erev. So Mechaber says, if you didn't do it, you're still allowed to light Neiris. So that's Mishabur and Dalit. Mutar Lahadlik. The Lakas Neiris ain't Tzarech Erev, because I'll never wear Mechayiv, a need for Erev for Lakas Neiris, according to this opinion. Chazar or Mechayiv, Erev for Tzarech Etzuda, but not for Lakas Neiris. Ladeyazu. And I remember Nutzach Vedein Aruva La Lukish Raga. According to them, according to this opinion, we don't say that phrase in our when we make the Eretz of Shilin and we make our declaration of what this is permitting. We don't have to say La Lukish Raga to lighten Eretz because it's mutter anyway. Okay. So the Mishabur points out that this is a riff in a Ramba. It's not like it's you know Kalakanyas, as the saying goes. You know, this is you know major sheetas over here. This is a riff in the Ramba. They don't neither of them mention in their nusach the din of a lukish raga. They don't have that lukish raga in their nusach. So basically, it explains because they both hold like this opinion that you're allowed to light. And you look at the Berger, just even look at the little Berger over there in Ches, he points it out, he's medaiker from the Ramam's Nusach HaEriv, that the Ramam did not feel any need for the Eriv to be mat or lighting theirs. That many Akhrenim hold that this is the Iker Shita. He gives you the list over there on the bottom. It's Magen Ram, Chem Moshe, Chayadim, Graz. And the Magen Ram says, even the Griff really agrees to this. Even though he did not mention it in the nusach, and that's why we actually say it in our nusach. The gam said it to because we need the permission to light neiris with the erev tavshilin, and therefore we have to. That's why we say it. Now, aldim hiniach erev v'loy omar. Let's say a person read the nusach and he skipped. The phrase a lulukei shrug. And Isser so the Magen Ram holds that the halacha is that it's still mutter to light. If you made an Erev like you're supposed to, an Erev is mutter to lighting there, is the fact that you forgot to say that in the Nusach would not make it awesome. The Melanigra Gamze, once an Erev is permitting different needs, it's permitting lighting also. Al-Meloheniya Klau is Osir. If he did not make an Erev Tevshilin at all, so then he can't do, then he can't light anything at all. Can't light. V'rak ner echad, mutal ha'atik b'cholayf, and he's allowed to light one there. So Chazal did not prohibit him from, did not say make him sit in the total dark, he can light one there. V'yesh mekilim k'der rishon, l'ha'atik l'masha roitze, there are achrenim which pass on like the first shita, which he brings, that's basically the sheet of the Bach. The Chachila, Nochon Shiyakten, Lalacherim, Vehemi Aliku, Lo Yistavim, and Erech. And Shabur says, however, the Eitzah really would be either to be Machna, your candles, to somebody else, and therefore they are allowed, so we'll see this idea of giving over your flower to somebody else, so the same idea you can give over your candles to somebody else, and then they would light. Or just light one there, and he says, so why does he say like that? So if you look at the Peshar Tzin and Pei Aleph, because he makes a strong list of shitas, Pei Aleph, all of Rishonim are Machmirim B'zeh, all of Rishonim are Machmir that you can't light without an Erev, Tosfos and Beis, the Rosh, the Ritzvah, B'Shem Rashi, B'Tshuva, B'Shem HaGa'onim, which is the Baal HaLachos Gedolos, that's the Bahag, the Arzarua, the Ran, the Rav HaMagid, the Shem, the Rashba, Miri, Kobay, it's a tremendous list over here, which is SMLE, we should be Machma. Okay.
How does someone just light for him without being Machma in the candles?
They can't light his.
But they can light their own.
They can light their own, yeah. Okay. Over here in the Mois of Dirsha, they have a long arichas dealing with the following question. We spoke about this at the beginning of the Simon, that what's the heter? How does Erev Tavshilin permit the person to do malacha on Yom Tov? Minaraisa, You're allowed to do melacha on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, not for Shabbos. Comes along Erev Tishrei and says, no, no problem. You make the, you put a piece of bread and and an egg. All of a sudden, magic, you're allowed to cook a Yom Tov. What's the logic? So we said to his bear. There's some Rishonim, which is not the Iker Pesach, who say that meat or rice, you're actually allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Tzarchei Shabbos, Nasim B'Yom Tov, which is not the Iker Shita in Halacha. But the Iker Shita in Halacha is that you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. However, there's a Torah called Hoyel. Since when you do Malach on Yom Tov, potentially it could be used for Yom Tov, if a person cooks on Yom Tov, bakes on Yom Tov, you can use the food for Yom Tov, so it's not called you're cooking for Shabbos, it's called you're cooking for Yom Tov, because maybe guests would come and you would feed the guests. So Mishabur pointed out, if that's true, you have to do whatever you're doing early enough that theoretically you could use it for Yom Tov. You can't put up a cholent until half an hour before Shabbos, Friday afternoon, the Yom Tov, right before Shabbos, when it will not be edible at all on Yom Tov, so then you're not cooking for Yom Tov, you're cooking for Shabbos. So you can't do that. So he came out of Lachal Maisa in a case where it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and he didn't put up the food he wanted to put up for Shabbos until very late. Bidiyavid, you can be samech on the other sheet. Case where it's a Yom Tov derais on Erev Shabbos, Yom Tov is, let's say, Shvi Shal Pesach, or Shavuos can fall out on Friday. So in that situation, he's very masupik. He's not very comfortable saying that you're allowed to be mekel because Yom Shalom and he said derais. All right. So now, here's the shaila. A person goes and lights a candle on Yom Tov towards the end of the day for purpose of a Shabbos. So why is that mutter? See, if you hold you allowed to do malach on Yom Tov for Shabbos, I understand. If you tell me that you're not allowed to do malach on Yom Tov for Shabbos, the hetter has to be because really it's really a Yom Tov need. So what's the Yom Tov need? The Yom Tov need is, so the good old days before electricity, it was very simple. The house was dark inside, even it was already, it was still light daylight outside, but the house already started getting dark. So towards the end of the day, 20 minutes before Shkia, inside the house is already quite dark. You light your Nair and you're benefiting right away in Yom Tov. The house is lit up now, you can see. So there's a valid Yom Tov need, so you're allowed to light the Nair on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Says, but nowadays you have electricity, so someone says, I don't understand, what's the head to the light nowadays? So what's the need of b'chal lighting? Why do we light Neiris nowadays if we have electricity? We say because the Suda is nicer when you have the Neiris. It adds to the Suda. Because Mikra didn't have lights. So what am I lighting there? So on a regular Friday, I have no problem. Says, you know what? You know, I still light Neiris even though I have electricity because it's nice. It adds to the Suda when I have this nice warm candlelight, etc. Good. But over here, I'm not eating a suda on Yom Tov on Friday afternoon at 20 minutes before Shkia. So what Yom Tov need is there for me to light the Neiris? There's only a Shabbos need. So it means I'm lighting on Yom Tov only for Shabbos. So if you're allowed to do Malach on Yom Tov for Shabbos, I understand. If you hope you can't do, and the whole answer is because really it's a Yom Tov need, what's the Yom Tov need? So he raises, it's a very stark question, Halacha L'maisa, what to do. It's a really hard question, what to do. So he says, L'maisa, you have to tell me L'maisa on Yom Tov, but having nice Neiris in the house, it's nice for Yom Tov also. It's going to be difficult. So he would suggest, he says, in that situation, if it's possible to have that the electricity shouldn't be on at that point in time. Nowadays we have timers, Baruch Hashem, and we have the fancy timers you can set. They can go on for off for 3 minutes and back on 3 minutes later. You know, because they fancy. You know what I mean? So you have, at the time you're lighting Neiris, the Shabbos, the electricity goes off. So now it's dark in the room. So when you light the Neiris, you're actually benefiting on Yom Tov because now you put light in this dark room on Yom Tov. And then when you later on your electricity goes back on, so fine, so you have both. So that was his suggestion how to deal with the question. Rosh Hashanah.
I have one difficulty with that.
Okay.
Doesn't he make a bracha when he lights candles for Shabbos? Or she? I just said she. Doesn't she make a bracha? What is she saying? She's saying it's for Shabbos, right? The Hadlak Neir for Shabbos, right?
Well, on Yom Tov, you mean. In general.
Before Shabbos? No, Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov.
Yom Tov for Shabbos. She's saying it's clearly L'Hadlik Neshul Shabbos. So she's making very clear it's not for Yom Tov. She's saying it. I mean, so otherwise the bracha is a lie.
The head of Hoyol, in the case of the Gemara of Hoyol, is even more explicit. The person goes over there and he says explicitly, I'm cooking this at Tzarecha. The case was, it wasn't Erev Shabbos. The case was, it was Tuesday. So he cooks on Yom Tov, the Tzarech Chol. He says, you know what? I'm having guests tonight. You know, my boss is coming. Yom Tov is Yom Tov, but the boss is coming. I got to cook, you know. All right? So There's some chazal number. Woman number says you get malchus cooking a yomtiv the sarach chelz and he said the raisa. You get malchus. The number says no hoil. What's hoil? Even though you have no guests are coming on yomtiv, you have no intention for that purpose. But since the maisa, it could be used for yomtiv. You can't call it was a maisa of a field the sarach chel and you don't get malchus. So the heter of hoil doesn't have to be that was even if your tet was very clear. But since the mice, it's potentially usable for yomtiv, that's good enough. So there has to be some valid yomtiv usage. Not that it's that that's your intent. So even though the person makes a bracha lahadik ner shel Shabbos, he's clearly saying, or he or she is declaring, I'm lighting this as our Shabbos, but as long as there's a valid yomtiv usage, it's fine. So again, theoretically, you could say, well, the mamash last minute, some guests will run in, and they'll, and I have a beautiful table set, and I'll feed them some food on yomtiv. I mean, theoretically, you could say that. So that's how some of the poskim. And again, it's a modern shaila. Till 100 years ago, the shaila wasn't the gay. Who had electricity? So there was you used the kerosene lamp. So good, you lit nerus. So that was all part of definitely added light. The shaila is in the last 100 years. So some of the modern person said, listen, at the end of the day, if you light nerus, you don't light wait till the last minute. You light nerus 20 minutes before, whatever it is. And what do you do? Boom, somebody walks in and says, you know what? They came to visit you right then. So you serve them something, right? And you have nice nerus there. So theoretically, that's how they answer it. But there's someone says, he has a better way to do it. That's clearly a valid serach yomtiv.
I have to turn the lights off. The timer should turn the lights off.
His lashon, it's yitochen, it's toiv lahader, that it's toiv lahader, should be a hider, that the electric light should be off at that point in time. That's how he suggests. That would be the best eitzah. This way you have no shilas, that you're not getting involved in any sort of. It's interesting, shilas. The shilas, to think about it, it's a good, the kash is a very good kash. Okay. Chof.
Are you allowed to light it? It's because but once you light it, it's already Shabbos. You makabel Shabbos on yourself, then you can the nerus amuks at that point. Once you light,
yeah. What would you
think the lighting in a dark room and then
moving it? Yes, yeah,
but it's already muksa because right. you're already makabel Shabbos on yourself. But she was, I should right. say.
Also, there's a din of mitzvah halakha betzim should be in the. It's supposed to be halakha is supposed to be in the place where you're using it.
Oh.
Okay, chof. Mishalo Erav. The person did not make any eruv tavshilin. Kshem she also levashal laatzmoi. So he cannot cook for himself. He cannot cook. So kach also levashal lacherim afilu bebeisa. That he cannot cook for other people also. Chazal put an isser in him that since the his ikra. Cooking and baking is also for him, so he's not allowed to do for somebody else also. That they cannot cook for him, which means from his food, from his using his ingredients. He can give people who've made an Erev, he can give his food, his raw food, to them. They can cook and bake and give it back to him. They can do it even in his house. So we don't look at, it's not defined by the house, it's defined by the person. Now, that's not a correct statement, because the B'nai Bayis of his B'nai Bayis are totally in him. So if he can't, they can't either. And vice versa. If he made an Erev, so they can they didn't make an Erev, they're totally in him. But once we define him and his B'nai Bayis, so he, if they're mutter, they're allowed to do it even in somebody else's house who's not allowed to do it. And the guy who's not allowed to do it is not even allowed to do it in these people's house, which is mutter to do it. Okay. If there's nobody else who made an Erev which can help him out, or he doesn't want, or alternatively, Mishabur says he's uncomfortable being makna his ingredients to them. Now, if the Rav made an Erev, we said before, you let him Mishamach on the Erev of the Rav. If he was made an Erev, he was Mazaket to the city. So he was mezakeh there to everybody in the city. So in the case of a person forgot, he's allowed to be samech on that the first time. If he does it the second time, he's a peshay. Okay, so now, in that situation where the rav, there was no, he's living, let's say, out in some dareful, there's no rav making an heir of anybody, there's nobody else around to be mocked, and he forgot. Malasot. So Chazal gave you a minimal amount you're allowed to make. You should have some food for Shabbos. Remember, they didn't have refrigerators. They didn't have food put away. They had whatever they made on. They made fresh food. No fresh food. No food. Period. You know. So he's allowed to go on Yom Tov the second day, on Erev Shabbos, and make a minimal amount for Shabbos. Okay. Now, Zot Ramah, the person did make the Eruv, but V'loi Hizkar Malachas Behedya. So we say, in the Arnusuk, we say, you're allowed to cook, and you're allowed to bake, you're allowed to be matim. He didn't say that. He just said, Alomar Badein, Yehishar Alona Lamebin Kol Tzuchon. He just said, listen, what's happening? We have to say, Gathad Rasha, do whatever we need. So what's the Halacha? Zot Ramah, Havi Kemishalo, Eruv Klaus. That Chazal or Mekai of you to make the declaration of the Eruv, that has to be each thing you want to do, it has to be said. And this is what we'll see, that a lot of people argue on this in the Mishnah Berurah, that this is not this statement of the Ramah, not everybody agrees to. Fine. Next in, Mishim Yisana B'Yomtiv.
How can he be fast?
So, a person who's fasting on Yomtiv. Let's say, for example, a person has a Tainas Chaloyim. So the law of the Tanis Cholom, a person can fast on Yom Tov. Or let's say that Rosh Hashanah, we hold Rosh Hashanah that different than other Yom Tov, that the Rashidas hold you a lot of fast on Rosh Hashanah. So also Levash Alacherim, I feel the Tzarek B'Bayoyim, Tehavi Kemishla, Hiniach Erev, Shenem Levash Alacherim. So we're going to, since he cannot do anything for himself, because he has no valid need to cook for himself, because he ain't eaten. So if he ain't eaten, he can't do it for himself, he can't cook for the Yom Tov himself, so he can't cook for Shabbos either. So then he can't cook for somebody else. He gets the same din as a person who didn't make an Erev, even though he made an Erev. But since he himself cannot do anything, he can't do so for somebody else either. Like we said at the beginning of the sefer, a person who didn't make an Erev is precluded from doing for other people also. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not going to get all the Mishnah Berurahs in, but at least we'll start some of the Mishnah Berurahs at least. Nun Vav, Mishlo Erev. This halacha that we define him being distinct for other people that didn't make an Erev, that so he Reuven making an Erev and his house can't help Shimon who didn't make an Erev. I will Easter b'nei beis shall adam kimech Erev alavayas hem nitfalim loy umutarim levashol avavishal irvu laatzman klal v'gam hu lo yizikol lehem al yedei acher. If they're part of the Bnei Bayis, so they're included. Now, this halacha, what about, so that's person, people who live in the house, they're mamash Bnei Bayis, so that's clear. You have a situation where guests come. You have a situation where son-in-law, daughter, they don't live there normally. They come for a Yom Tov. So what's their status in regards to, they're not Bnei Bayis in the classic sense of mamash Bnei Bayis, so are they included or not? There are poskim which say that they're not automatically included, and they should either make their own, or at least al-kaponim, they should be mishtatev into the heir of the, they should be kainet also, so when he's doing it for them also. That's how they address that problem. So he cannot, if a person did not make an Erev, he cannot do for himself, and he can't even do lacherim if he live a beis on. Kamash malon dolar minan. Kimon shehem Erevu. Vichom levatcha la'atzmom. Listen, Reuven didn't make an Erev. Shimon made an Erev. Shimon's a lot of cook in his house. Shimon says, Reuven, do me a favor, come over and cook for me in my house, please. Be my shliach to cook for me. So Reuven didn't make an Erev, who cares? But he, right now he's in Shimon's house cooking with Shimon's things for Shimon. Right? Yochalim lasa is shliach avurah. No, the kiman shul erev is sura rami alei levashel. No, Chazal said if you didn't do an erev, you may not be doing the process of cooking and baking for Shabbos. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is pointing out, that that's the halacha. Now, there is a sheet of the Sharatim points out, which says that that's not true. He is not allowed to cook for Shimon in Shimon's house with Shimon's ingredients. Mechaber says, no, you can't do that. And vice versa. We got Mechaber, Ritzalem Rafilo Bebesim, they can't even cook for him even in their house if it's his items. Lavashaloy, Hano Mikimcha, from his flour. The Afshem Irvu, Lahutalem Lika Kema Shaloy, the Gam Kimcha Nesser calls Manchu Asr. Shaloy. So it's he is Asr and his food is Asr. The only answer is that he has to be marked that his food to them, and then they can use it and cook it, and then give it back to him. He gives Lacherim Sheba B'matana. Hano B'mashicha L'Rishusim, they take it their home. So that's the kinyan they do. Dilu b'kinyan suter is also, we don't allow you to do kinyan suter. Because that looks like a mice kinyan, which is alasir. But taking the food or doing agboa, that's mutar anyamptiv. So now you're carrying it, and then you can cook with it and give it back to them afterwards. So let's hold it here. So hold it, Mishabur Samach Aleph. Tomorrow night is regular Tuesday night, 8 o'clock in.